In this lesson, you will discover 5 things that you can focus on to make your wife miss you during a separation in marriage. Sorry to hear that you may be going through this, but I got you. I want to tell you a story about James and his wife who are separated but living together. But first, please do me 3 favors. 1, smash that like button until it turns blue in the face to tell the algorithm that this video is live. 2, don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notifications to get alerted when we release these videos. 3, tell us in the comment area what topic you would like us to cover in the next video. My name is Ola, and I'm the co-author of the book Get My Marriage Back with my wife Lola, which you can download for free at www.getmymarriageback.com. You will also see an opportunity to book a free 30-minute coaching session with us. So James was a guy who dropped us an email. He has been separated from his wife for a while now due to multiple issues. Based on his confession, his wife finally had enough of him constantly putting her down, and she asked for a separation with the goal of divorce. They have been married since 2010 and have 2 kids together. According to him, the kids are why they have decided to live together but separated for the time being. James doesn't want divorce, but he understands that his wife is comfortable and will need to miss their romance in order to get back together. Hence his question. Believe it or not, separation may not have been a bad thing for your marriage. There is a Nigerian Yoruba proverb that says, Agbo ti o fi eyin rin lo, agbara ni o lo mu wa, which in loose translation means the ram that moves backwards has gone to bring more power. This can be true for your marriage also, especially if you lean in and pay attention to these 5 things that go over most people's heads. Let's be honest, emotions are high during separation on at least one side of the relationship, usually on both sides. So everything I say to you today will be easier said than done. Nonetheless, it will increase your chances of attracting healthy love. If you're a wife who is trying to make your husband miss you during separation, these lessons are also applicable, but with a slight difference according to the sexual polarity based on the dynamics of masculine and feminine energy in your relationship. With that being said, let's dive into the 5 things. Thing number 5, attraction. When there's a breakdown in attraction, the negative things are easier to focus on than all the numerous positive things happening, evident by the fact that there is room to complain. This behavior subsequently creates the further deterioration of attraction in the marriage, and this is why most couples in separation are in a vicious cycle. Guess what you can start doing to rebuild attraction? The direct opposite. Whatever you focus on expands, positive or negative. So one extremely seductive thing you can do now is to make a different choice. Focus on all the positive things and ignore the negative things unless it is safety, security, and core value related. Thing number 4, gratitude. This is an attitude to life. It is still true to a large extent that you attract things into your life based on your attitude about life. In the midst of separation, most people become very weak to the point that all they can do is swing along with things and wing things along. They also tend to point fingers at everyone and everything else but self, which is another way to disengage from self-improvement. If your wife doesn't get pointing fingers from you, she will miss you because she will gradually start growing respect for you. Thing number 3. Purpose. Without a strong personal purpose in life, there is a good chance that you will have a lot of time in your hands for nonsensical activities. You know what they say about the idle mind? It's the devil's playground, right? If you're thinking about your separation right now, there is a chance that you are not as engaged with your personal life mission and purpose. When you are engaged with your purpose as a man, it's only natural for you to create a space of respect and healthy distance around you without you having to ignore her. Your wife will miss you because she can feel the change, especially if you both have good memories from the past together. Thing number 2, self-love. This is simpler than most people understand. If you don't love yourself, others, including your estranged wife, will mimic that behavior. It has to be absolutely clear to her that you love yourself way too much to wait around and throw your life away for her to miss being in love with you. She doesn't get to decide if she wants to miss you or not. If you get this right, thing number 1, let go. I understand that it is almost an oxymoron to ask you to let go while trying to make your wife miss you. I'm guessing in order to rekindle romance in your marriage. Think about it, your wife is running for a reason. From a mental standpoint, the last thing you want to do to a person who feels like running is to convince them otherwise. People don't run from what they perceive as pleasure or relief. They run from pain or anything they perceive as painful, at least until you change that experience for them. So letting go for you may feel painful, which is why you may naturally be running from the idea of letting go, but that is where the work lies for you. So tell me in the comment area which of these five things has proven to be the hardest for you to do, and we will see about doing a video tip on making it easier for you. Don't forget to download your free book, Get My Marriage Back, at www.getmymarriageback.com. Also, check out the 30-minute free coaching and discovery session that we will give you access to right after the download. Hit the like button and check out the video on the screen for more information on how to rekindle and build an awesome marriage and legacy without being a simp or a pick me.